And the statistics that were shown, it's very interesting about Gandhi. But when you also think of Henry Kissinger, I always cringe, because to me, Henry Kissinger was the architect of the all the machinations, all the Machiavellian machinations in the Nixon administration and before, to do with the war. And it could have been ended so much sooner, the Vietnam War. When
so
I say the war, the Vietnam War.
So what was in the mindset of the committee that chose him for the Peace Prize?
I've never understood it for what is it, 37 years. Since then, it was one of the ones that's one of the 50 negative, my 50% negative, is what on earth was Henry Kissinger doing getting it? And for that matter, Cordell Hull, who in the introduction it was mentioned, was involved in that despicable act of sending a boatload of 900 Jewish refugees back to Germany. And you do wonder what goes through their heads. Their decisions are often mercurial.
Robert, you were wanting to come in there.
Yeah, there's also the award to Al Gore, who is, of course, famous for producing a documentary film, and he won the award on that basis. That really is not bringing nations together. That is not creating peace in the world. His documentary was about climate change and global warming, mm-hmm. which some people are beginning to question, and some people really do question the science in his documentary, but that's not really... a just reason to be given the Nobel Peace Prize, especially when there was more deserving nominees.
Well, why do you think he was selected?
Because he held the correct opinions at that particular time, which the people wanted to promote. He was a suitable political tool to spread the message about man-made climate change.
So who sets the agenda for these awards, Sukant?
Well, it's based on a committee of Norway, includes parliamentarians and lawmakers, and there is an actual committee that decides this as well. But there seems to be a pattern in terms of who gets the Nobel Prize. It seems it has to be Western leaders who have conducted some quite gross war and aggression, and then make some kind of moves towards some kind of peace talks, and then they get the award. And this is a pattern we found again and again. If it's Woodrow Wilson, or if it's Roosevelt, or if it's Kissinger. I mean, all respect to the Vietnamese brother, Duc Tho, who refused the prize. He said, there is no peace in my country. And also, I think it was it Jimmy Carter or Al Gore? I can't remember now which one of the two got the peace prize. But in relation to Vietnam, they said the Vietnamese are not, they're not worthy of reparations from the destruction that the Americans wrought on the nation, because the destruction was mutual. Well, I didn't hear about Berkeley or Washington, D.C. or New York getting napalmed. You know, definitely the destruction was not mutual. Arafat seems to be the one person which doesn't fit the mold. But again, Carol and I were discussing this earlier, and it seems like the whole thing was thrown together, the whole peace process was thrown together by Clinton to claim some credit in making peace in the region.
And that clearly didn't deliver peace.
Well, exactly, but just to finish the point, Arafat is the only, frankly, liberation struggler who has won the prize. In Ireland, John Humes and Trimble got the prize. But John Humes didn't help to put down the weapons, Gerry Adams did. And in Korea, the South Korean president got the prize, and not Kim Jong-il, when he got the prize for North-South
relations. Well, I'll ask for your opinion again after this VT, because a few eyebrows were raised, and Carol's already made reference to it, when this man was awarded the 1973 prize.
The Nobel Peace Prize is never far from controversy these days, and perhaps the most controversial recipient was Henry Kissinger, the 56th US Secretary of State. Kissinger received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for his work on the Vietnam Peace Accords, despite having instituted several secret and black operations. These included the top secret 1969 to 1975 campaign of bombing against infiltrating the North Vietnamese army in Cambodia. He was also closely linked to American involvement in Operation Condor, a mid-1970s campaign of kidnapping and murder coordinated among the intelligence and security services of Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Paraguay and Uruguay, as well as the death of French nationals under the Chilean junta. Some peace activists claim that the Nobel Peace Prize became irrelevant when Kissinger became a laureate. However, in the later years since the first award was made in 1901, other contenders and nominees have also said to have undermined the credibility of the Peace Prize. These include Adolf Hitler, architect of World War II and the Jewish Holocaust, Pakistan's General Pervez Musharraf, who admitted selling Arab prisoners to the Americans as part of the war on terror, and a string of Israeli leaders who all advanced the cause of Zionism while increasing their stake on Palestinian lands. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was also regarded as a controversial choice in 2001, when some observers questioned what they saw as his failure to prevent mass killings in Rwanda and Serbia, and Annan's perceived failure to stand up to America and other Western powers.
Sukhand, I mean, this was probably before your time, but the legacy of the Kissinger Award still lives on, doesn't it? And what about the Middle East trio, Arafat, Peres and Rabin, that was discussed earlier?
Yeah, I mean, on Kissinger, I mean, your little piece has shown quite clearly, I mean, what has this guy done to deserve a Peace Prize? It's just, I mean, I haven't laughed so much in researching any topic like I have for today. It's just been a great joke, you know, I mean, it's just, What else can I say about it, really? I mean, again, like I said, Arafat, it seems it's out of kilter with everything else. I can't really find any kind of anti-colonial fighter who has won that. It's interesting Gandhi never got it, despite being nominated nearly half a dozen times. That's really interesting. And then they gave the prize to Dalai Lama in 1989 and said also it's in reference to Gandhi as well, which is a great insult to the Indian people, because Gandhi united our people against British colonialism. Dalai Lama is trying to split up China, which is a former colony of the British, the Portuguese and the Americans. So there is no real parallel there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when the Dalai Lama got the award, it also caused an enormous amount of attacks on his supporters. I mean, that's also what can happen, is the Peace Prize can provoke countries, can provoke their leaders to suddenly attack the faction in their country whom they support. And it can actually, again, as I say, be a curse, in a way, on the causes that they support.
Can I just add into what Carol is saying about Dalai Lama receiving the prize in 1989? In 1989, it's no coincidence that Tiananmen happened in 1989, that the Velvet Revolution, quote-unquote, was happening across East Europe. So this is obviously a moment where the West wanted to push against the socialist bloc and to overthrow it. That was obviously unclear. And so that was the agenda in 1989. It wasn't anything peculiar about, particular about the Dalai Lama. Again, it was Western agenda in relation to a former colonial...
Well, I have a different view regarding the Tiananmen protests and what the actual objectives were, because many of those were, in a sense, social democrats protesting against free market price rises that were brought about by Deng Xiaoping's capitalist economic policy, which was emerging at that time. But what I can clearly say is that obviously, the Nobel Peace Prize isn't working. It's actually alienating countries for the reasons that we just heard.
The Rabin Peres Arafat Prize also, to me, having been very much involved at that time and making a film about it, was that they hadn't even got anywhere near final status talks. So it was really just not even in the middle. It was a third of the way through.
So do you think it was more expectation?
Totally premature, yes.
As in the Obama Award?
Yeah. Totally premature. The one award winner that I do think has absolutely laurels around him and his legacy is Martin Luther King.
Going back to you, you were talking about the award earlier. Do you think that it's time that the award was scrapped, or why do so many people put up with it and still go through this grand ceremony? It's a bit like the Emperor's new clothes, isn't it? It's as though nobody wants to criticise the award.
Well, yeah, and it's about spreading the views which its members hold and want to advocate at that particular time and give themselves all a good pat on the back and convince themselves that they're on the right moral path. That's why it keeps going on. And really, they should stick to the actual criteria set down by Alfred Nobel, which is about bringing nations together. And, of course, the reward going to Barack Obama was just ridiculous, really. It's just bizarre.
Do you think he should hand the award back? Because he did get the award on the first 11, 12 days performance in office as the US president, and he did say, I will close Guantanamo within 12 months. Mm. Those early promises that he made have now come to naught?
Well, he also said about putting out of Iraq, and one promise he did keep, which was that he would prosecute the war in Afghanistan a lot more intensely. And people have ignored the fact that during his election campaign, he actually advocated the use of American troops going into Pakistan to capture bin Laden, if that's where he was, and that the Pakistani authorities were unable to apprehend him. So really the award going to Barack Obama misses many of his actual key policies, and was just really because he was flavour of the month and it was a fashionable thing to do.
Mm. I think it should not be awarded to anyone who is a head of state in service, because right now he's in a dilemma. If he goes into Libya or does something huge, if it's something really huge, and loads of civilians are killed and it's a disaster, then the blood of those people is on his hands. And I just don't think any sitting head of state should be given this award.
He was embarrassed to receive it, wasn't he?
This is the thing about Brother Obama. He's a very good politician in some ways, but on the level of, he just gives everything away in his face. When he doesn't believe what he's saying, you can see it very clearly. In Brother Obama's face. I think he was probably terrified and absolutely, you know, gobsmacked that he got this award. And I think that came across when he made his first comments after he heard about that. And I think it probably perhaps terrified him in the sense that, again, going back to the pattern, it seems you have to be a warmonger and then make some very superficial moves towards some kind of peace discussions, and then you get the prize. So I think Obama probably, I wouldn't be surprised, and this is pure, you know, just pure speculation, but I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to return the prize, actually, because, you know, he's a decent guy.
Well, he's still hanging on to it now, but we're heading towards a break, and as usual, there's a question. I want to know who said this about the Peace Prize.
To the person who should have done the most or the best work for fraternity between the nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies, and for the holding and promotion of peace congresses.
Stay tuned for the answer right after the news.